From Washington, I'm...
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As we go into Memorial Day weekend, I just want to thank everybody, all of you out there who has helped support and preserve this beautiful country of ours. All of you who are currently in the service, were in the service, veterans, family of servicemen and women, thank you guys so much. I guess Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day. And it is a day of remembrance for those who have died to protect our nation. Many of us grill, right? We barbecue, and we enjoy having a day off. Just make sure you take the time to, remember all the hardship and, blood, sweat, and tears that our men and women have shed for our beautiful country. So happy Memorial Day, everybody. I get to speak to about 150 veterans Memorial Day evening, which is going to be a lot of fun. I love our veterans out there. So I hope everybody has a very healthy and safe weekend. All right, a lot to talk about. All right, I want to talk about this I-5 bridge collapse in Washington. Apparently a truck with an oversized load had hit one of the bridge girders, they call it, that caused part of it to collapse. Thank God nobody died. 3 people hospitalized. But we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how researchers think they found a cure for itching. Okay, I mean, some of us like to itch. Remember we were talking about the woman who pulls out her hair? The trichotillomania, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, where you pull out your hair and you have satisfaction from that. So we talked about itching. I guess researchers think they have a cure for itching. We're also going to talk about how chronic heartburn, in addition to causing esophageal cancer, could also be linked to throat cancer. And then a study has come out saying your glucosamine supplements that many of you are taking for arthritis over the counter could actually cause eye problems. Eye problems such as glaucoma. But I'm not done yet. We have a report that some bars and restaurants in New Jersey have been watering down the drinks. Now, some of you are like, what? Oh, come on. Of course people water down the drinks. Yeah, but this is with dirty water and rubbing alcohol. Caramel flavored rubbing alcohol. Are you kidding me? And if it's happening in New Jersey, you know it could be happening in your neck of the woods. And then this to me is super cool. A man makes his engagement ring for his wife or his fiance, right? But it lights up whenever he's near. So that's like Lord of the Rings cool, right? Remember Frodo? Right? He had the sword, and the sword would light up when an orc was coming. The hobbits flee! Orcs coming! And then, the sword. Well, I don't know if that's a quote from the movie. Leave me alone. Anyway, I was too busy watching Aragorn and Legolas. Anyway, so the sword would light up in blue. Yeah, I don't know if he did it to pattern after Lord of the Rings, right? But girls like geeky guys like that, but maybe it's because it's a warning for, if she's going to cheat, the ring will light up. Pretty cool stuff. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, when I bartended, I don't see how you could start to mess around with the bottles unless you took the bottles to the back. And I wouldn't even think about messing with the Johnny Walkers, the Jim Beams, the Jose Cuervo. I mean, because people who drink those drinks, they know the look of what the alcohol should look like. Yeah, you got Cuervo Gold, could be maybe a little bit darker than regular Jose Cuervo tequila, I get that. But your Scotch, your Dewars, your, you know, things have certain colors to it. So I don't see how anybody could, you know, be able to, unless they have the alcohol at the base, where you pull it up and you pour and you throw it back. But usually you got the bottles behind you. For those of you bartending, you know what I'm talking about. So state investigators confiscated 1,000 open bottles from 29 bars and restaurants across New Jersey to see whether the contents were premium brands or substituted cheap booze. Surprisingly, they found worse. State officials have released new details of their year-long investigation called Operation Swill that found rubbing alcohol, dirty water, and food coloring in a few cocktails sold as premium drinks. Oh my gosh, I'm getting nauseous just thinking about this. Okay, luckily nobody got hurt. No health reports yet. All right. Attorney General Jeffrey Chiesa said in a news conference in Trenton, this alleged scheme is a dishonest ruse to increase profits, and it's a slap in the face to consumer. He says consumers should have the peace of mind knowing that they will get what they spent their hard-earned money on every single time, no exceptions. What blows my mind is, you know, bars usually do make a pretty darn good profit. I mean, when you get a bottle of Crown Royal, and some of us could probably get something like that at Sam's Club, I don't know, $30, $40, not that I'd buy Crown Royal, but I see what the prices are. And I don't really purchase the stuff unless, you know, we're doing a fundraiser and we need drinks for the gala. And, you know, when you charge $9 a drink, like, I mean, at some of the casinos, they're charging $12 a drink. Okay, so it'll have a shot, or you'll have a margarita with some Grand Marnier on it. Okay, you know what the bottle costs, and then you know what they're getting per each drink. I don't really see why they're worried about the profit margin on that one. Officials did not disclose which businesses used the rubbing alcohol, used the food dye, or dirty water. Officials said no health issues were reported. Okay, that's ridiculous. Those places should be closed down. Closed down. Okay, rubbing alcohol is toxic. What they say, none of the proprietors have been charged. Officials from the Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control have requested inventory, like sales records as well. Depending on the results of the investigation, business owners could be cited and then having their liquor licenses suspended. Oh, no, 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 no. You close them down. That's ridiculous. 30 samples at least came back tainted. Okay, I'm sorry. To me, that's health risk. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm not going out of town, which means I'm going to have internet access. And if I have internet access, that means I'm going to be a tweeting and a Facebooking as we go. So, long weekend or not long weekend, I'm still working. So if you still want to be in touch with, be up to date on news and, any of the other minutiae I like to share on Twitter and Facebook, please, check it out. Also, I don't know if I'm going to talk about this in this first hour, but, you know how I really dig history, medical history. And I'll let you guys know when the next Pawn Stars episode I'm in will come. But I love old x-rays. And I put on my Facebook and my Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook Dr. Dahlia Show, some radiographs from 1908 performed by a researcher who was showing how corsets can hurt the body. This is actually a phenomenal thing to look at. I don't know if you guys like looking at old x-rays. X-ray technology had been done in the turn of the 20th century and pretty phenomenally too. And so I'm looking at this woman's torso, and you can see the heart and the lungs, and you see her ribs, and then I guess you see what happens when she has a corset, le corset, alright, and this was written by Paris-based Dr. Ludovic Folawell, I can't speak French, sorry. Oui. And he shows how the normal chest x-ray shows the ribs running parallel with the organs in the correct positions, where volunteers wearing those metal ribbed corsets, I guess, it showed how it sucked in the stomach, the organs had to be pushed in, ribs bent. And, I mean, no wonder women were passing out and unable to breathe. I mean, nowadays we have Spanx, and we women think Spanx is, pretty uncomfortable. Oh, it is. Nothing like these ribbed corsets. So if you want to take a look at some x-rays done back in 1908, it's very, very interesting to see. And unfortunately, looking at what happens to the spleen and the gallbladder and the liver and things just getting pushed upon each other, I know women with an hourglass shape look sexy. I get that. I used to have an hourglass shape. Okay, you know, now I look more like an Erlenmeyer flask, but still, I get it. It's just, I don't know how healthy that was for people. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Rob over the break wanted me to talk about how does alcohol kill you? Can alcohol really kill you? Yes, alcohol can kill in and of itself if we're looking at alcohol poisoning. We don't talk much about alcohol poisoning. Usually we bring it up when somebody does something stupid, like a kid drinks themselves to death. But you can't. There is such a thing called alcohol poisoning. With that, I believe the concentration of the blood, I apologize if I don't have this at the top of my head. I know I'm supposed to be answering questions on the fly. But the blood alcohol content, I think of like a 0.4, I'm thinking 0.4 to 0.5 could possibly be enough to start killing people at that level. Of course, it depends on your liver and your metabolism, etc. But when somebody starts to drink too much and, you guys are at a party, you know, you don't goad them on, you don't let it pass out, you know, you don't let them have sex with somebody. Get him to a hospital. You have no idea which one of your buddies is going to die. And I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, come on. I've been drinking with my buddies for years and nobody died. Okay, people can die. Right? There is such a thing called alcohol poisoning. And if somebody has overdosed on alcohol, it could be extremely dangerous and it could be fatal. I mean, one way you could die is you start to vomit, but because you're kind of semi-comatose because of the alcohol, you end up drowning in your own vomit. So that's the way people die. And another way is you start to, you could seize, you could have irregular heartbeats. Overdosing of alcohol does have signs and symptoms. The problem is if you have alcohol poisoning, a lot of times you're kind of confused. You have a headache. You have blurred vision. You're stumbling around. Well, many people stumble around when they're drunk. So, you know, they usually just get a lot of giggles. But alcohol poisoning can be pretty serious. I know y'all are kind of just laughing at me right now, but it is pretty serious stuff. Of course, with alcohol poisoning, you have huge blood pressure spikes. So some of you that could be walking around with the brain aneurysm, that could cause a huge spike. I mean, these things, yes, they're rare, but a bleed to the brain or heart attack or stroke can happen with alcohol. I'm not lying. Now, what about cancer? Does alcohol cause cancer? Well, there's so many cancers that are linked to alcohol. They say drinking alcohol could increase risk factors like four cancers of the mouth. We talked about that. Throat cancer, esophageal cancer, liver cancer, colon cancer. And remember last year we talked about breast cancer. People who drink alcohol are putting themselves at risk for breast cancer, even small amounts like a glass. And rectal cancer. All right. Now, according to a study that we talked about a couple months ago, they say alcohol actually causes 20,000 cancer deaths in the United States. We haven't even started to talk about DUIs and accidents. And I'm not going to go there because we have so much other news to talk about. But to answer Ron's question, and for those who are joining us, we're taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Yes, alcohol, we believe, can directly kill. It can. Okay, and then when it comes to cancer, whether the alcohol causes cells to go rogue or alcohol decreases your defense system and your immune system to the point where you can't fight cancer, then that's why we believe there's so many links to cancers of the mouth and the intestinal system as well as breast. One of my patients is fighting death now because he drank himself into liver failure. When your liver fails, it doesn't metabolize things well. It doesn't clear out toxins. So, unfortunately, his liver is like a brick. And he starts to get ascites, which is peritoneal fluid, fluid around the abdomen that continues to flourish. And, unfortunately, it can be very painful. And you see these guys, they're very skinny, but their stomachs are huge. And then we need to drain the stomach. By the way, if you ever see somebody who has a skinny chest and skinny legs, but their belly is huge, always get them checked out. I'm usually concerned about cancer because sometimes cancer will cause that peritoneal fluid to bloat up. You know, women having that odd abdominal bloating always makes me nervous. Men, again, skinny chest, abdomen that doesn't droop with fat, but kind of, you know, sticks out there pretty tight. That could be fluid in the abdominal cavity. Always makes me nervous about GI cancer. So, yeah, so that's alcohol for you. I know you're like, Dr. Dolly, it's Memorial Day weekend. Come on. Do you really have to, you know, rain on our parade and be a party pooper? Look, it's my job to educate. It's my job to inform. I'm not done. I'm not done. If you're depressed, listen to this story here. They say people that suffer from frequent heartburn not only have increased risk of cancer from the esophagus, which we've talked about, because the esophagus isn't built for the acid that comes up from the stomach, but you're also at risk for throat cancer, vocal cord, laryngeal cancer. And very interesting, though, the researcher said that if you are taking antacids, like your Tums that's out there, your Rolaids, Mylanta, or if you take Prilosec, Nexium, and Prevacid, okay, some of them will protect against the cancer, others won't. Now, surprisingly, the over-the-counter antacids apparently allowed the patient to ward off the cancer more than if you took Prilosec, Nexium, Prevacid, which are the fancier, more expensive medications in the class of the proton pump inhibitors. So, how much of a percent increase? They say 78% increase in the risk of cancer in the throat and the larynx and the pharynx. You got the pharynx, which is the throat, and the larynx, which is your voice box, right? Like, you hear me talking to you, I'm using both. I'm using my pharynx and my larynx. Using my teeth, using the tongue, use a lot to speak. But usually the heartburn, the acid, can get all the way up to the point of your throat. That's why many of you guys, oh, I got such a sore throat. It's interesting. Many ENTs over the last few years, your head and neck doctors, have been prescribing antacids like Prilosec, Nexium, and Prevacid because they're worried about the heartburn going up to the throat. Although this study says those aren't as effective as the Tums and Rolaids. So, you know, we got to cut back on our heartburn. Got to cut back on smoking. That also increases heartburn, as well as alcohol. Remember, the human papillomavirus, HPV, sexually transmitted, could get back there in the throat. Don't ask me how. Figure it out. That could cause cancer as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case. If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we have iPhone app and Android app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show for free on the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app and Android app. Download the app for free. My show is live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day. Plus, that's Pacific time, 9 to noon Pacific time every day. Plus Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So if you're staying station doesn't play that particular hour, call them up and yell at them too. Okay, doesn't hurt. But switch over to your iPhones or your Androids or your iPads or your Kindles or whatever the heck has internet access these days and get that. Or call your mother-in-law, have her put the phone up to her iPhone. And I wonder if you could actually, no, when you're talking to somebody on the phone, you can't have the player going on. All right, itching. Do we have a cure for itching? Scientists have discovered a substance in the central nervous system called natriuretic polypeptide B, right? NPPB. Isn't that like Grandmaster B, right? Wasn't that Carlton danced Grandmaster B? No, Grandmaster B was the Married with Children's Kids rapper name, right? Okay. Anyway, if your kids are looking for a cool rapper name, how about natriuretic polypeptide B, NPPB? It's responsible for transmitting the sensation of, hold on, I got an itch. This is ridiculous. My back itches. Hold on. Got to take my fed. See, anytime I talk about itching, I itch. Hold on, I got this itch in the center of my back. Can't have Don reach. There we go. Sorry. Hold on, I got it. I got it. All right. Okay. Whew. In this study, mice were genetically modified to lack the gene that makes the NPPB protein. The mice did not respond to itchy sensations, but also did not lose the ability to feel any other sensations. This could hopefully transform the world of yeast infections for many of us women. Apparently, the scientists tested NPPB for its possible role in various sensations without success, but when we exposed the NPPB-deficient mice to several itching-inducing substances, it was amazing to watch. The mice wouldn't scratch. I gotta say, scratching is an issue. One of our big dogs, we have a yellow lab, when he has to scratch himself, the whole ground shakes a little bit. Do you guys have that where when your big dog scratches? And I don't know if it's because of the hip banging against the ground as his leg is up by his neck, or is it because he's a pretty well-endowed dog and the jewels keep bouncing off the ground when he's in that position to scratch himself. But I just got to tell you, it is a complete impedance. I mean, our internet goes offline when the dog scratches himself. It's scary. This dog is huge. He is huge in size and everything. So it would be nice to get him to stop scratching, because when I'm trying to tweet, I can't be interrupted post-tweet with the vibrations. Anyway, apparently this discovery could mean new breakthroughs in anti-itch treatments for humans. Scientists once thought that itching was a low level of pain. The discovery of this protein, for those of you salivating at the mouth with the story, suggests that itching is its own sensation that operates on its own neurotransmitter, and it's a molecule that transmits between nerve cells. For those of us who are science geeks, this is way cool. Now, apparently they could see differences between the sensation of pain and itch in a laboratory mouse. Apparently, the mouse will scratch itself if it itches, but lick itself or gnaw at the skin if it's pain. There's a painful stimulus. Now, again, I got dogs and I got cats. All they do is lick themselves. But you know what, though? They do, and each other. It's really gross. The licking mechanism many of us have seen with our cats and with our dogs. When they have a cut, when they hurt themselves, they'll sit there and lick, right? And then, yeah, so as opposed to when they're itchy, they scratch. I mean, me as a doctor, I knew there was a difference. I mean, any of us that have ever suffered from hemorrhoids, right? I mean, yeah, right? Okay, enough said. Case in point. So, anyway, the researchers also found several nerve fibers in the spine that responded to the NPPB neurotransmitter. Honestly, these guys are heroes. Why aren't they on the cover of Time magazine? Patients who suffer from psoriasis, eczema, often have chronic itching that interferes with their quality of life. Also pantyhose make you itch. Why don't they talk about that? So what can you do on your own to stop itching while you're waiting for this NPPB neurotransmitting, probably multi-thousand dollar treatment to come out or wait till you're genetically engineered where you don't scratch. I don't want to not be able to scratch. I think scratching is a defense mechanism. I think it's extremely important to be able to sense something. Now, here's the kicker. Okay, if there is any relationship between the itching neurotransmitters and pain, then many of you who are suffering with neuropathy, I mean, if they could manipulate your neurotransmitters such that you won't feel certain pain, that could be extremely rewarding. I mean, and look at restless leg syndrome. Many of you, when you're sleeping, you have restless leg syndrome where, you know, you kind of jerk and you move your legs and you know, and it's a very debilitating disease. Restless leg syndrome, very underestimated because you can't sleep and you're uncomfortable. You almost psychologically kind of fear of going to bed because it's so debilitating. Something like that, maybe something like this could help. I understand itch and pain are different, but if they're already figuring out this NPPB, imagine what NPPW is. So keep going, guys. All right, so what could you do for itches? Well, you know, many of us, our parents would do the oatmeal baths. So when we had chickenpox, prior to the vaccine for chickenpox, we had an oatmeal bath. You could even now buy commercial oatmeal bath, but basically it's cheaper to get some Quaker Oats, put a cup of it. Actually, I think could put the oatmeal in some pantyhose, so you don't have to have oatmeal all over the bath. But there's a variety of ways of doing it. I think ice is phenomenal for itching. Just put some cold water, some cold ice, or some frozen peas. Ooh, that seems to work. Some of you have brought up how you like to use hair dryers. When you itch and your psoriasis itch, you'll use hair dryer, and that'll help. That makes sense. Baking soda rubs can help stop itches. Vicks Vapor Rub also has been known. eHow Health also talks about antihistamines. Yeah, I was trying not to go for the medication part of it, but antihistamines, you know, like your Benadryl, your Claritin, your Allegra, your Zyrtec, those things can help stop itch as well. And so a lot of different things can cause itch. Speaking of antihistamines, one of my patients comes in with a big, huge, swollen lip. Apparently, he had put some Carmex on his lip. He had a crack on his lip, and it blew up. I mean, just blew up like an angioedema type of thing. And so we gave him steroids and antibiotics, and he's seen a neural surgeon today. And, I mean, it just, it's huge. I've never seen a lip this big. And we also added antihistamines like Benadryl, and you also do the H2 blockers. Your H2 blockers are your Pepcid and your Zantac. We talked about when you get real bad allergic reactions to use H2 antihistamines as well, which are basically the stomach acid medications like Zantac or Pepcid. Tums won't work. It would have to be like Zantac or Pepcid. So we have him on that regimen. We'll find out how he's doing today. But most importantly, his lip is so big, and, you know, he can't eat. You know, drool's coming out, the lip is getting dry, the skin is peeling. But most importantly, I told him, when he does see the specialist for this, to make sure he doesn't give the guy any lip. Oh, come on, that was funny. Really, people? You see, don't give him any lip, he's got a swollen lip. All right, fine. All right, when we come back, glucosamine could possibly cause eye deterioration. What? Don't go away. And we'll talk about this bridge that partially collapsed. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, yesterday I was finishing up at work when Los Angeles's KFI sent a text alert that a bridge had collapsed partially in Washington and cars and people were in the water. So I, you know, quickly tried to put on Fox News or CNN or something to hear what's going on, and nobody was covering it. And, you know, there was a couple articles online, and I'm like, what is going on? We have part of a bridge collapsed. People in the water. I mean, it scared the hell out of me. And unfortunately, by that time at night, it was already 7, 8 o'clock. And I guess many of the major networks were kind of playing replay of, you know, shows and prior news, you know, some of their news shows that they have with, like, Bill O'Reilly or et cetera. And I didn't see any coverage of this, and I was kind of freaking out. And people on the social media were trying to, you know, give each other information on what was going on with this. It was a very undercovered story until finally this morning we hear that nobody died, thank God. And a trooper has said a truck hauling an oversized load of drilling equipment had struck an overhead bridge girder on the major interstate between Seattle and Canada. Then it sent a section of that span and two vehicles into the Skagit River that was below. All three occupants suffered injuries, but luckily only minor injuries. This had occurred about 7 p.m. Pacific time yesterday on the north part of the four-lane Interstate 5 bridge near Mount Vernon, about 60 miles north of Seattle and 40 miles south of the Canada border. It obviously disrupted travel in both directions. Now, from what we understand, Washington State Patrol Trooper Mark Francis told the Skagit Valley Herald the driver works for, I guess, Mullen Trucking in Alberta. The tractor trailer, which was marked as an oversized load, was hauling a housing for drilling equipment. I guess from Vancouver to Washington, the top right front corner of the load struck several trusses on the north end of the bridge. Now, from what we understand, there's certain terminology they use for bridges that are safe, but I guess are still structurally deficient. Is that the term that they're using? And so I know many of you are kind of asking, well, all right, which bridges then could be next? Now, I tried to look up a list of bridges that would be in the National Bridge Inventory that looks like are due for inspections or could be due for some structural re-enhancements, and I couldn't find a list. Maybe some of you know out there. But one site that does look to be kind of helpful is your Federal Highway Administration, your FHA site at the U.S. Department of Transportation. So you could go to the fhwa.gov/bridge if you want to kind of take a look and get some information on load ratings, public disclosure of the data, inventory ratings, things like that. But that's some scary stuff. I mean, if you're about to go on a bridge, you and now, what happened is the bridge itself might have been fine, but because the truck apparently had hit the trusses, then everything just seemed to collapse. Now, they said two other vehicles went into the water about 20 feet below as the structure crumbled. Three people were rescued and are recovering Friday. Traffic, of course, is going to be affected because an average 71,000 vehicles a day go across that. The roadblock is going to cause major disruption. It is before a three-day weekend, so yes, that could cause huge problems travel-wise. They're obviously setting up detours. Nothing's going to be ready by the time Memorial Day weekend's over. But it's a mess, but thank God people survived. You know, never underestimate your ability to get out of a car that gets submerged in water. What was it, Mythbusters, or one of these television shows was showing how you can't just open a door as easily against all that pressure of water. And, I mean, I'm almost thinking that you want to have your windows open. I mean, you would think you'd want your windows closed so that you don't get air or you have some air pockets. I don't know. I mean, this always kind of freaks me out of what to do underwater if your car get stuck. What we do learn if you're in an area of flooding is to immediately open up the window so you could climb out and get out of that vehicle, get on top of the vehicle, try to stay dry. But if you're about to be submerged underwater, you know, are we physically capable of opening up the door or rolling down the windows? Now, many of us have electrical windows. Will the electrical windows work underwater? Okay, now you may be able to roll down a window if you have the older version manual, but for most of us, it's all automatic. So I don't know. I guess I would if I, who knows? This is just something that you could just never even think of. But these people survived. I'm not sure how, unless maybe the window, maybe the windows were open. They were able to climb out of their cars. Scary nonetheless, but thank God nobody died with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So glucosamine supplements have been now tied to glaucoma. Now, glaucoma is an eye condition where you have an increase in the intraocular pressure. It's the pressure inside the eye. Left untreated, glaucoma can cause blindness. Now, many of you get tested for glaucoma when you go to the eye doctor, and they throw that puff of air on your eye, right? There's also the tonopens, where we numb the eye, and then we touch the eye with those tonometer, and the little tonopens give us a reading of the pressure. Now, in a new study, very tiny study of 17 people, the average age of these people was about 76 years old. 11 participants had their eye pressure measured before they took glucosamine supplements. And to remind some of you, glucosamine supplements are what you take over the counter for arthritis pain. Not a lot of studies saying they work, but they're out there for people to use, and some people like them. Some people say it helps with their arthritis pain. Well, in this small study, it showed a reversible effect of how the participants' eye pressure rose when they took the glucosamine, but when they stopped taking the glucosamine, the eye pressure went down. Now, does that mean glucosamine will not cause permanent eye damage? We don't know. To me, this is too small a story to even say either way. But if you do take glucosamine for your bad knees, bad back, bad shoulders, and you like it, you need to make sure that you see an eye doctor regularly and tell him. Glucosamine is a precursor for the glycosamine glycans. I know, the glycosamine glycans. Well, that's why. I know, we're just hitting us in the face, just staring us right there at the face of the glycosamine glycans, and those are what can elevate eye pressure. They also taste good on your steak. So, anyway, we don't know what dose. We don't know what dose, how much of a dose that you take, how much use of it. But it just reminds us that stuff that we take over the counter could have other effects that are non-related. And it also reminds us that you need to see the eye doctor every year. Right? I know a lot of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, vision isn't covered. I don't have vision. Some of your insurance, well, before Obamacare, I don't know what's going to happen now with Obamacare, but before Obamacare, if you have a medical condition, the eye visit is checked. If it's for glasses, even though I think nearsightedness and farsightedness is a medical condition, then that may not be covered if you don't have extra vision. But if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have eye pain, if you have new onset blurry vision, I believe most health insurances will cover the eye exams. So get that checked out. Two more hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Switch over to your iPhones or Android apps if your station is not playing anymore. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, still live, still taking your questions and calls and emails and medical stories.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.